America's perception of workplace harassment has been evolving over these years, and Alex Wagner has more on this.
Intense public outcry over the latest sexual harassment allegations against Bill O'Reilly ultimately brought down one of the most powerful people in cable news.
Professor, do you swear to tell the whole truth? And
but the reaction 26 years ago was much different when Anita Hill accused Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas of harassment.
Of his own sexual prowess.
Last October, Hill told CBS News that the focus of the issue has to change.
But starting really, how are we going to measure punishment from the point of view of the person who's been harmed?
Companies are going to be held to account.
Fatima Goss Graves, incoming president at the National Women's Law Center, says that may be happening.
So we are at really a tipping point of public attention, public awareness, and transparency on the issue of harassment.
According to a CBS News poll conducted last September, 78% of women and 71% of men believe sexual harassment exists in the workplace, but just 37% of victims report it to a supervisor.
Most women never report harassment at all.